Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly R/ am I the butthole, more like R/ I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code R/ at checkout. That's R/, R-S-L-A-S-H at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code R/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code R/. Welcome to R/ Off My Chest, where OP discovers that her husband is a forbidden P word that I can't even say the name of on YouTube. Our next Reddit post is from Deleted. My 40-year-old husband of over 15 years was arrested this morning. I'm a 39-year-old woman, and on Saturday morning, I found a messaging app blowing up his phone with notifications. I later found out the app doesn't track your IP address or location, and it's doubly encrypted. When I looked in this app, I found my husband chatting with a man named John, and okay, this is something I can't say on YouTube. The initials are CP. In shock, I took pictures of it and immediately ran to the police station to report it. I had to pretend the rest of the weekend like everything was fine until the investigator could be assigned and contact me on Monday. When he did, I went over the whole thing again from beginning to end. He told me that what I'd sent him to the crime desk was worthy of at least a state-level charge. My husband was taken into custody at about 10:30 this morning, and he called me later reporting that he had no idea what this hold was for and that they hadn't told him anything. Eventually, the investigator called me and told me that there were more apps that he'd been using, and he was also apparently cheating on me with men. He and I have been together since we were 18 and 19. We have 3 kids together. I'm taking a few days off work to get my ducks in a row, and I'll find out tomorrow morning if this is going to be a state charge or a federal charge. I don't think he knows that I was the person who turned him in. If he's kept in jail, I'm going to visit him this week and tell him that it was me. I'm a little scared about the future, but I'm lucky enough to have support. Down in the comments, Cassowary asks what I was wondering. Are your kids okay? Did your husband hurt them? OP replies, as far as I can tell, no, my kids were not harmed. My kids have never showed any kind of change in behavior and absolutely love their father. My oldest is now rightfully pretty angry. One of the things on my to-do list is to start searching for a therapist for me and the kids. Luckily, I'm a therapist myself, so I have some knowledge of this process. Our next Reddit post is from SuperDuper. The girl next to me on my flight ruined my life. I was on a return flight from a weekend with the boys, and I sat next to this girl. She told me about her life in her city, and I told her about my life and mine. We live in different big cities. I felt like I could actually be myself around her. We kept talking, and we both learned that we're essentially very similar people. I told her about certain traumatic experiences in my childhood, because screw it, I'm never going to see her again, there's no point in hiding it. And she was the first person who actually listened. She didn't try to one-up my pain by telling a story that somehow measures up. She just listened and empathized without making me feel like a charity case. After the flight was over, I told her that if she's ever in my city, she should reach out. She said that she would, but I 1000% doubt that she ever will. She gave me a few edibles, which were super weak, and we went our separate ways. The problem is, after meeting her, I took a good long look at the people in my life that I spend time with, and I realized I don't really like any of them. The girls I'm talking to are a waste of my time. There was one girl I was seriously considering having something serious with, and now I don't even want to see her. She asked if I was free this weekend, and I told her that I'm sick. The fact of the matter is, I just realized I don't want to pretend to be somebody else just so others can enjoy my company. And now I'm left with nobody I can genuinely be myself with. I spent an entire week with my friends having the time of my life just to come home and realize it's all BS and I don't know what to do. You know, OP, this is a weirdly pessimistic way of looking at things, saying that she ruined your life. I would say that she saved your life. She gave you the rest of your life. So stop moping and just move on and live the life you want to. Our next Reddit post is from Deleted. My husband says that he can't look at me now because I passionately hugged a man in a male-male, female-female foursome that he suggested. Me and my husband are both 40. He's been talking about swinging and having an orgy for a while now, and he basically said that he was bored with our love life. We've been together since we were 17, and he wants to experience and experiment sexually, but he wants to do it with me. It devastated me at first, but he made sense, and he said that he didn't want to cheat on me. So he downloaded a couple of hookup apps, and he found a couple, a 30-year-old guy and a 25-year-old woman. He made all the arrangements, and he set up the date. I told him that I wasn't interested in passionately hugging the woman. My husband was a bit cross about that, but that was my only issue. Then we went to their apartment and we had a few drinks and other things. I was a bit awkward, but my husband seemed like he was comfortable. Max noticed me being awkward and honestly horrified. He was kind and gentle, and my husband was too busy to notice me literally frozen in my spot. Anyway, Max and I ended up being intimate. Only then did my husband start paying attention to me, and I felt his angry eyes on me, and he was a bit rough with me. Now, 2 weeks later, my husband hasn't looked my way, and I try to talk and discuss things with him, but he just shuts me down. Then he had an outburst, saying that I was doing this on purpose, and that I'm never as playful with him as I was with Max, and he accused me of enjoying it. But I thought that was the point. Then he said that if I was that enthusiastic with him, he would have probably never felt the need to want to sleep with others. He's very angry with me, and he's having trouble sleeping. Okay, I'm not a swinger, I don't swing, I'm not part of this culture, but as an outsider looking in, I gotta say, it's a little weird to me how your husband went about it. You guys didn't even, I don't know, go have coffee beforehand? Have a non-sexual hangout with the two of you and the two of them before this ever happened just to, I don't know, build chemistry or something? You guys went straight from vanilla monogamy to a foursome. Look, you can't be mad at someone for going into a swimming pool and then discovering after they enter the swimming pool that they don't like swimming pools. But you can be mad at someone for diving into the deep end of a swimming pool and then only realizing after, wait a second, I can't swim. Our next Reddit post is from Not Moving In. My boyfriend and I were supposed to move in together. 2 weeks ago, he bought an $87,000 truck without telling me. I refused to move in with him. I'm very annoyed because he didn't even speak to me about it. We had so many discussions about moving in together and getting married, and then he goes and purchases a truck that's worth $2,000 more than his yearly salary. If you're asking me how a truck can be $87,000, that's the price you get when you put on every single addition that you can. He showed me the truck, expecting me to be excited, but I was livid. When he bought this truck, we were only a month from moving in together. We got into a bad argument where he told me that it was his money and he could do whatever he wanted to with it. So I said fine, and I told him that I'm not comfortable moving in with him anymore. I asked my landlord if my apartment was still available and if I could renew my lease, and they said yes. Now my boyfriend is saying that he can't afford his place and his truck. I do not feel bad. You should have thought of that before buying something so expensive without talking to your girlfriend of 2 years. I've had the girlfriends of some of his friends reach out to me and say that I should support him, and one even say that I'm not loyal, and this shows that I wouldn't support him if we were married since I ran away when finances got bad. But that's BS. He didn't lose his job or get hurt. He bought an expensive item without discussing it. I've been trying to get him to return the truck because it's already affecting his finances badly. He's only had this truck for 2 weeks, and he's worried that in the next month or two, he won't be able to cover all the expenses that he usually has. This past weekend, we had another argument, and I think our relationship is going to end. I am not helping him pay for this truck, and I am not moving in with him. I've asked for a break, and I'm thinking about what to do. Then, 1 week later, OP posted an update. Anyways, for the past few days, before we broke up, he tried to show me that this truck was a good financial purchase and that we could still move in together. He told me that he had actually budgeted for this and he could show me how he could afford it. I wanted to hear him out, so I went to his place and he had two budgets. He said that he had been thinking of getting this truck for some time and he had worked out a budget beforehand. He showed me the first budget, and after his truck, insurance, expenses, and his debts, he was left with $115 for the month. I noticed that this budget doesn't include groceries, his hobbies, or even gas for his new truck. I asked him, how is $115 enough to live off of for an entire month? He said that he didn't plan on giving anything up, and he could make everything work with this budget. I asked him what if he had an emergency, or if he needed gas for his truck, and he just kept saying that he would work on it without explaining how. After I saw the first budget, I asked to see the documents for the car, and that's how I found out that the truck price was actually closer to $95,000 after taxes, registration, and fees. He traded in his reliable 2003 Toyota and all of his savings to get a loan at 14% for 72 months. His monthly payment is now $1,966, and his insurance is $573. Altogether, that comes out to $2,539 per month. He also has student loans, which are significant. I kept telling him that $115 a month to live on wasn't enough. That's when he showed me his second budget, which had a combined higher monthly income. I asked him if he was getting a second job, and he said that due to his job relying him to be on call, he couldn't. I asked where this second income was coming from, and this man said, "Well, you're getting a raise soon." I froze, because I had mentioned possibly getting a raise once, months ago. My job is a career job, and in my field, when you hit certain milestones, you get a pay bump. In September, if my raise is approved, it'll go from $50,000 to $80,000. And with my second job, my total yearly income will be $112,000. But still, getting the raise isn't a guarantee. You have to meet certain criteria, and if you don't, you have to wait 3 months before trying again. When he said that, I was quiet, and I said, "So, you planned a budget that included additional income that I wouldn't get for at least 6 months, and income that I might not even get approved for?" He said that when I got my raise, the ratio of what he would pay would decrease, and he would have more disposable income. I asked him why it was okay for him to plan budgets with my income, but yet I had no say in how he spent his income. He couldn't answer that. I told him I had no issue with paying more bills if I got a raise, but the fact that he banked on that, didn't discuss it, and now expects me to be okay with it is ridiculous. I also said there's no way that I wouldn't be paying more with the first budget because he wouldn't be able to survive on $115 a month. I told him that he didn't communicate, and this is on him because he made huge financial plans without discussing anything with me. Finally, I told him that I would have never done anything like this without talking to him first because I thought that we were a team and that we were building something. I ended things the next day, and he's been trying to reach out to me, but I'm not interested. He's financially crippled himself with this truck. Even with my income now, he could barely make it, so he sure has to be struggling on his own. I really hope that things work out for him and he's able to keep his truck and recover, but I'm not paying the consequences for such a massive financial mistake that's going to hugely affect him for years to come. Well, OP, I suspect the reason why he didn't tell you is so that he could strong-arm you into supporting him so that he could buy his fancy new truck with effectively you paying for it. Our next Reddit post is from Glitter Taint. My fiancé died a horrible death, and if he were alive, I'd dump him. I'm a 33-year-old woman, and I met my fiancé, Mike, in 2021. We met the old-fashioned way, on a dating app. We had a lot of common interests and hit it off right away. A few months into dating, he told me he had a heart condition that was flaring up. I was already in love, so I told him that we'd face it together. He decided to stop working because his health was so bad, but he had a family friend who would help keep him afloat financially. My daughter, from a previous marriage, loved him, and we were a happy little family. He paid his own way, bought my daughter sweet gifts, and was thoughtful. I did nearly all physical labor, including cleaning and shopping and getting his medications and taking him to appointments. When he felt able to, he would cook. Fast forward to August 2023, and Mike has gotten much worse. He's in and out of hospitals with stage 4 heart failure. By December, he ends up at another hospital almost 2 hours away. I know that this is the end. He's progressively getting worse. He hasn't accepted it, but I know that it's coming. I know that this is the last time that I'm gonna have to drive him to the hospital. By January, he's hooked up to an ECMO and dialysis. By February, he's intubated and only speaking in blinks. He passed away early February. Here's where my rage comes in. Everything this man has ever told me was a lie. He told me he was keeping his car in the garage because the registration expired. The family friend that supported him for the past 2 years had co-signed on that car. Turns out, he hadn't paid anything on it. That friend is now on the hook for the entire cost of the car. Meanwhile, he was blowing money on the dumbest stuff, like a $700 ice maker. He told me that he had gotten sick after we met. Nope, he'd been sick for years, and he knew his life would be short. He'd been telling me the entire time that he had a savings account that he wouldn't touch, and when he died, it would go to my daughter. But it never existed. He told me his friend had his motorcycle in the garage, but it never existed. He kept referencing his storage unit, which doesn't exist. Mind you, I never asked about any of this. I never wanted money. I do fine on my own. But every day, more and more lies come out. Everyone keeps telling me how lucky he was to have us in the end, but what about us? Were we just meant to be a prop in this man's story? My daughter isn't even 4 and has lost 2 dads. Now, here I am, with everything this man has ever owned. His ashes, his entire life, belongs to me. Everyone sees me as his widow, but no one knows that if he were alive and I found all this out, I would have walked away and never looked back. I spent 2 years taking care of him, and all he ever gave me was lies. It's all just such a damn waste. That was r/offmychest, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.